This is Living the RV Dream, episode 106 for Friday, July 19th, 2019.
I'm riding
in my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow pelican heads and travelers around the world. RVers, part-timers, weekenders, full-timers. Today, coming to you from June Lake Junction in California, which is 2 miles east of June Lake, California. And I'm about stone throw away from Yosemite National Park. According to my GPS, it is a 30-minute drive to the Tioga Pass entrance, and that's what I intend to do pretty much immediately after I finish uploading this episode, because apparently inside Yosemite there's not a whole lot of internet, so that's that. Really, really excited. A lot has happened since we last spoke. As you remember, last time I spoke to you, we were in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm sorry, I apologize, I didn't upload an episode last week, but it's been a busy couple of weeks, and I spent a whole week in Anaheim, California. I went to the VidCon conference, which is, I thought it was mainly YouTube, but it's just a conference for everything online video, and I felt a little bit out of my age group there, because on the show floor, you know, the main floor is two generations below me, pretty much, or younger than me, not below me, I shouldn't say that, just younger than me. But I also went to the industry area, which was more business-like, and I did learn some things, and I made some potentially important connections there. So that's always good, you know, because I'm in this YouTube thing for the long haul, and I do want to be able to make a living for the rest of my life doing video online, or whatever comes after video online. In 20 years we might be doing some virtual reality thing, and I intend to be there for it. Yeah, as long as I can do this, I don't intend on ever retiring, let's put quote-unquote retiring. I might slow down, but I really have a passion for traveling and telling stories from the road. But before VidCon, we were in Las Vegas. Of course, Illy flew to join me for a few days. You know, she had the long weekend off work. So we were there. We saw the 4th of July fireworks, which, to be honest about it, was a little bit underwhelming. You know, they shoot them from behind the Caesars Palace Hotel, and I mean, it wasn't anything to write home about. The way I expected it was like, it's Vegas, you know, it was going to be like this amazing fireworks show, and it was. But we celebrated, we had a great time in Las Vegas. We visited some of the new places, some of the new hotels that they have there. They have this place called Italy, but spelled like EATALY, you know, like Eat Ali, like Italy, but with, you know, food. And it's like an Italian market, and pretty authentic, apparently. Apparently they fly in the sausages and all that stuff. So we saw that. We ate, you know, at the Bellagio buffet, which was pretty good. And we had a great time all in all. I didn't shoot a whole lot of video, so if you're expecting a video about that in about 3 months, which is realistically when it's gonna come out, I decided to take a few days off vlogging and just, you know, enjoy the moment and not have the camera out all the time and not be, you know, not be walking around with my camera hanging on the whole time. So I mean, I have enough video of this trip that a few days in Las Vegas. Besides, I've published a lot of Las Vegas videos lately, so I figured you guys would be Las Vegas is out. What else did I do after Las Vegas? Of course, Anaheim. I made a beeline for Anaheim. By the way, as you leave Las Vegas going west, there's this huge solar farm. That thing looks like something, you know, out of a science fiction movie, because it is like a thermal solar energy station, and they have like these huge mirrors, you know, concentrating the sunlight into the. I mean, it's quite a sight to see. I was thoroughly impressed by that, and I hear several birds have been burned, you know, like cooked instantly by this concentrated solar beams. Anyway, that was the highlight of that trip. Of course, I crossed the whole Nevada, the Mojave Desert, and then Anaheim. Of course, I saw a few things in Anaheim, Laguna Beach and Newport Beach. I went through all those areas near the water, which are very. I mean, it's that California coastline. Anywhere you look, it's beautiful, and all these towns. You know, the next one prettier than the other. And I also went to Long Beach. I was gonna go to the Queen Mary because I also had seen it, and you know it's, but for you know the charge you for the cover for the entrance, and then you know all I wanted to do was like eat, like have like a light lunch or something like that, so I didn't feel like paying for parking, paying for cover, and then you know just sitting at a bar by myself, and so I decided to go across the street, across the bay. There they have the aquarium, and they have this like mall with a bunch of restaurants and shopping, and you know I ended up at an Irish pub, had a local IPA, and ate something they call Irish nachos, which is basically nachos, but they replaced the nachos with French fries, so it was like a mix between nachos and chili fries. It was kind of weird, but it was good. It tasted good. That was the Long Beach, and then on the next day, my last day there, I went down to San Diego, because as part of this trip, you know, I want to touch all the cardinal points of the contiguous United States, the lower 48, and this happened to be the southwesternmost point. Which is that beach, is Imperial Beach in San Diego, right by the border with Mexico. And you see the fence there. It's not a wall. It's really a fence, the tall fence, a tall, ugly fence. And but you can see Mexico on the other side, and over there the kids playing soccer and people on the beach. And on the weekends, they let you actually approach the fence and peek through the fence, and you see sometimes several family members, you know, some people who still live in Mexico and some people who live here, and they have conversations. I mean, the fence is really, it's there's really no room to like pass anything across, but you can peek into the other country, and it's like teleporting basically into a different world when you know. Put your eyes right next to the fence and you see into the other side. It was cool. It was something interesting to see. As you know, I was born on an island with a natural border, which is the ocean. So I find borders quite interesting, how it can be a whole different world just by crossing a fence. Very cool. And from there, toured San Diego a little bit. I went to Old Town. I went to the Cabrillo Monument, which is pretty cool because from it's a mountain, and from there you can see like the whole San Diego downtown and the military base there, and you can see I'd say hundreds of sailboats going in and out of port, and once in a while fighter plane will take off from the base. It's really cool. I had a great time there, and they have the tidal pools, it was high tide, so I didn't get really to see the full effect of the tidal pools. But it's a beautiful coastline, California, in that area. From there, that's where I am today. That's how I came here. I took the highway, the US 395, which was the one that I wanted to take in the winter, and of course winter would have been a good idea. In fact, in the middle of July here, I'm looking out my window and I see a snow-capped peak here, which I don't know exactly which one it is, but there's snow. I am at 8,000 feet above sea level, so that snow is probably at 9,000 feet. And this morning it was a very cool 44 degrees when I woke up. It's probably like 50 now. And it's going to go up into the 70s, probably even 80s during the day. But still, it was 100 down there in the valley. So on my way here, well, I stopped. Where did I stop? Yeah, I went to Whitney Portal. As you may know, Mount Whitney is like the tallest mountain in the contiguous United States, in the lower 48. It's 10,600 and change. I forget the exact number right now. But I always wanted to see it. You know, it's one of those things. And if you know me by now, I'm into the most this and the most that, or the highest mountain or the lowest place, like Death Valley, for example. So I went there and I went up to the campground, and lo and behold, there was one site vacant. So I took it. So I stayed the night there. And actually, from my site, it was very, very tight. But from my site, you could see Mount Whitney. And I did the hike all the way up to where you have to fork a creek, and then I said, you know, this is my cue. But at one point, I do want to climb Mount Whitney. It's a 2-day hike, and you do have to camp up there overnight. But it's such a beautiful, beautiful area. On the next day, I came down to the valley. The valley, of course, 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and someone's calling me from Ocala, Florida. Nah, that's probably a robocall. Where was I? I went to the Alabama Hills, which was one of the places where I wanted to boondock originally. But of course, at 100 degrees, I wasn't going to boondock there. And I took a trail. It goes to this natural arch. It's called the Mobius Arch. And from Mobius Arch, you can take a picture where Mount Whitney is framed by the arch. And of course, I did that. And beautiful area with these rock formations, you know, like you only find in the great American West. And this was one of those great places. The main town there is Lone Pine. And from Lone Pine, I continued north. I went to this place called Manzanar. And Manzanar is one of those concentration camps where during World War II, you know, Japanese Americans were relocated to those places. Not the finest point in American history, but you know, it's there, and they have it's managed by the National Park Service, and it is very, very well. What's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, it's still in the morning, you know, so sometimes I'm not. You know, they have all these displays and like sound effects of what it might have been like when it was in use during World War II. And they have like a loop that you can drive and see where they had like the hospital, and they have like a Japanese garden and the school for the children, and they have orchards and you know, the barracks, where is it called, barracks or blocks, you know, the where they lived. And the one thing they did have a great view of the Sierra Nevada, but of course a prison with a great view is still a prison. From there, what did I do? I continued north. And at the VidCon conference, which is an oxymoron because con stands for conference, so at VidCon, I contacted them, or we serendipitously happened to talk to each other with the director of the tourism, you know, the Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau of Bishop, California, which is a very quaint, it's a very nice small town, And of course, Bishop is like the gateway to all these beautiful lakes in the Sierra Nevada. So I went there, and you know, they got me in for free at the fairgrounds, which is an RV park. Normally, it's like $35, but I stayed there, and I got to do a few hikes in the mountains, and it was very nice. And they have a famous bakery there as well. It's called it's the middle of town. You can't miss it. A place called Burger Barn. Wonderful burgers and onion rings and fries. And someone's parking right next to me. I don't know. Another RV is there. They also have a railroad museum that I didn't get a chance to visit, to be honest. And from there, I just came here. And on my way here, there's this lake called Convict Lake, which has a beautiful view of a mountain, and it has a trail that goes around the lake. So I did that trail. It was roughly about 3 miles. And at some point, I did have to fork a creek, so I got my feet wet. But it was a nice, very nice hike, and pretty level. You don't really have to go up and down in elevation all that much. So that was very rewarding. From there, I came to Mammoth Lakes, and I was looking for a campsite. And there are several campgrounds in town, but I guess it is the high season because I could find nothing. So eventually, there's a rest area about 10 miles north of Mammoth Lakes, and that's where I spend the night. It says 8 hours maximum parking, you know, stay time, I guess, to deter people from camping there indefinitely. But I stayed for about 12 hours. I figure, you know, if I get a knock on the door at 2 a.m., I'll leave. And I already had the place where I am right now as a plan B, you know, if I have to leave. But no, nobody bothered us. And there were, by the time I woke up this morning, there were two more RVs and like five semi-trucks and some people who obviously slept in their car because they were there when I arrived and they were still there as I left this morning at 6 a.m. Anyways, I'm going to keep this episode short. And weather permitting, time permitting, on the next episode, I will tell you all about Yosemite National Park, which I am really, really looking forward to. By the way, I did apply for that lottery to go up to Half Dome, but unfortunately, I was rejected. I mean, I didn't win the lottery. So I'm not going to be doing anything crazy like that. So my mom will be pleased about that. What else did I want to... Well, by the time you listen to this, I will be somewhere in Yosemite with no internet. So I'm going to upload this right now and head up there because they say the sweet spot is like mid-morning to find one of those first-come, first-served spots. So that's what I'm going to try to do. Until next time, thank you so much for listening and see you on the road. And I'm gonna play you a little bit of a new tune that I wrote. It's not quite finished yet, but it's it did debut last Sunday. My driving to the east. I forgot. I have one more thing to announce. If you are gonna be in the Bay Area, San Francisco, in the North Bay area, we're going to have a meetup at the Lagunitas Brewing Company in Petaluma, California. And that's going to be Thursday, June 25th at 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Savings Time. So mark your calendars if you are in the area, if you're going to be in the area. We'll be there. And I'm probably going to be staying at the KOA, which is like a mile and a half away. So, you know, I don't have to drink and drive. I'll just take a quick Uber back to the KOA. Now, without further ado, that song that I came up with for the Driving to the East video. And look out this Sunday for a video about Oklahoma City. Now for real. Until next time, thank you so much for listening and see you on the road.